Welcome to another interesting episode of Friendship and Faith. We continue our journey of exploring the ways prominent Australian Muslim women are celebrating Ramadan by opening their doors to community members, families, and friends for iftar and Eid celebrations. Professor Samina Yasmin has earned a reputation as one of the Australia's foremost researchers and commentators on Muslim identity. She is a member of the Order of Australia and recognized as a true blend of Pakistani-Australian Muslim academic in Australia. She is sharing the contrast between Eid and Ramadan at home and here in Australia. Professor Samina Yasmin, who is a recipient of the Order of Australia. She has founding director of the University Center of the Muslim States and Societies.
Thank you very much for including me in this program.
We are all living in Australia and Ramadan is a regular feature of Islamic calendar. How Ramadan helps in embracing Australian and religious identity together for you?
Well, at one level, it makes it easier because it helps me concentrate on what I'm doing. But where the difference comes in is that because the normal routine work is from 9 to 5, even though for academics it's never 9 to 5, but when you are fasting, then the fact that I have to wake up early in the morning, you know, before Sahur sort of finishes and then go to work, it creates slight sort of issues in terms of waking up, going to sleep, and then waking up and then going to work. But other than that, I think in terms of the values, it just really reminds me how lucky we are to be living in this era, how lucky we are to be living in Australia, and to be able to even wake up and have pre-fasting breakfast. When there are lots of people who do not have any food or even water to drink. And so it really helps me understand the value of being in Australia. And the values, I think, at its core are really the same in terms of fairness, equality, egalitarianism, respect for others, inclusion. So in that sense, I think it also draws to me the similarity between Australian and Muslim values.
Do you feel that current perception of Muslim women in Australia needs to be changed? And is Ramadan playing any role in doing so?
I think current perception of Muslim women in Australia has been changing since 2001, when there was a very negative perception. Suddenly, which assumed that somehow Muslim women were oppressed, victimized, and they didn't have their own agency in the way they live their lives or the way they become citizens in Australia. But over a number of years, two decades, a lot of Muslim women of different backgrounds have started changing that. You would still find pockets of communities, non-Muslim, that think that somehow those ideas are still there. But the ones who do think along those lines, yes, they do need to be changing their views. But it takes time, and I think in that, efforts by Muslim women and men is very important. Because without that, the way of changing how other people look at Muslim women won't really be successful.
What about the Ramadan events? Are they playing any role in bridging Muslims and non-Muslims Australians?
Oh, definitely a huge role. And more so now than very first Ramadan that I spent in Australia. I was here as a student in Canberra, and very few people knew about Ramadan. And so I was staying with my classmates, family, and I told them tomorrow Ramadan starts, and they didn't have any idea. So I remember waking up for Suhoor on my own and just maybe having a cup of tea or something, and then just deciding that that's my fast. It's hugely different now because gradually the number of Muslims in Australia has increased. A lot of people have started coming here. And also the community has started making people realize that there is a special set of celebrations that Muslims engage in. And Ramadan is one of them, very spiritual, but also very celebratory. And so it does bring people together in different ways. This simple act of holding iftars at start.
What is the most engaging segment of Ramadan for you?
Well, engaging with the wider community, I think that's meeting my friends who would organize iftars. I tend to be more of a recluse during Ramadan, which is not the done thing among a lot of Muslims. But I just think it's a time for reflection, or just time to slow down. But then, of course, as the director of the Center for Muslim States and Societies, but also because I'm very committed to this idea, we regularly hold iftar at the university and invite people from all backgrounds, Muslims, non-Muslims, even people who have never heard of Ramadan. And the whole idea that I think I follow and my husband James Trevelyan follows as well, is that unless we share what we do, a lived experience of our religion, people won't be aware of it. But just by coming into these events, other people learn. You know, the common question, can't you drink water? Just the fact that we can say no, that just gives them another understanding of Ramadan. So it does provide that framework in which every year we have iftar at the center. Like on the 2nd of April, we'll be hosting Senator Mehrin Farooqi. In the past, we've had a lot of other speakers. Every year, someone comes in and talks about it. So they talk about different things that are related to being a Muslim. And then, of course, we all break fast. So that's one thing that I really enjoy. Other than that, as I said, I tend to be recluse. So I think this is a time that's for me to slow down.
So what preparations do you make for Ramadan and Eid? And do you do any sort of shopping in advance for Ramadan and Eid?
I'll tell you what, again, I don't know if other people feel that or not. As I know that Ramadan is nearing, I start getting frightened, thinking, oh my God, now I have to go to work every day, but at the same time, I'll have to fast. And the time sort of difference in terms of the activities would create problems. And that fear sort of takes over my life until, of course, the morning of the first Ramadan. And it's amazing. I sort of, that's it. Then it starts. Do I do anything special? My husband does. He brings dates, definitely. And, of course, one thing that when my friends are really kind to me, I tell them to make me dahi bhalle so that I can break my fast with that. Sometimes make pakoras, because that's the only thing I'm probably good at. But I don't really go out of my way to do a lot of shopping, because I just think the whole idea of Ramadan is to know the feeling that others would have who don't have the facilities or the luxuries of doing whatever you want to do. Or Eid is different.
Yeah, I want to ask about the Eid. So what is your Eid day typical tradition you are practicing in Australia, and which one you are missing here?
So what we do here is that we wake up early in the morning, get ready, go to the mosque, except during the COVID days, and meet everyone. You know, Perth Mosque, where I've been going in Western Australia since I arrived in Perth, is the main place where we would go. And because it's patronized by Muslims from Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Africa, Middle East. So, you know, meet everyone and share with them the happiness of being able to spend Ramadan and just connect with God, connect with community. And then, of course, come back. And if it's a work day, I often go back to work. And so does James. But if it isn't a work day, then we would go out. But then we make sure that, again, just like Ramadan iftars, that happiness isn't just for Muslims. So we always organize a dinner, you know, for everyone, which can either be on the day itself or maybe a couple of days later, where we basically bring everyone together at our place and enjoy the happiness. What I miss in this whole thing is there's a kind of a silence because when I was growing up in Pakistan, of course, there was that humdrum of being in the Eid day. My mother would never scold me or any one of us, which was the tradition she carried from her mother. The Eid day was a free day. And then, of course, my brothers and my father would go to say a prayer and they'll come back and we'll have lots of Eidis. As we grew up, some parts of these celebrations stayed there. I didn't get as much Eidi or the money that we get on the Eid day, but the tradition continued. And then, of course, James, he started also joining them, or anyone else, including my nephews. So I miss that because there's that closeness, affection, and as I said, knowledge that you can be as silly as you want to and your mom won't scold you. So I miss that.
What do you want to say to the Muslim Australian girls during the Ramadan?
Enjoy it, be happy about it, and use it as a way of getting in touch with your inner self. Try not to eat too much, because I think a lot of people put on weight during Ramadan as well. But use it as an occasion when you know that ultimately it's a mind over matter. Once we decide that we are fasting, we are fasting. And in that sense, it tells us that if we make decisions, things become easy, despite all the apparent fears or obstacles. And so know that and be grateful to God for giving us that opportunity.
You are listening to Friendship and Faith, and I am Rehan Alvi. Next in the final episode of this podcast series with a Melbournean girl, Shanira Akram, who became Karachitized after marrying cricket hero Wasim Akram. We will ask her about the contrast she has experienced between Australian and Pakistani Ramadan and Eid traditions. Visit SBS Urdu or download SBS Audio app.